I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. We're learning more about the man accused of firing a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York.
A federal court filing identifies the man who fired a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York, as an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen who told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East, they say. 28-year-old Mufid Fawaz Al-Qader lives in Schenectady, New York, near Albany. He's been charged with a federal firearm offense, and Albany's police chief says they are investigating this as a possible hate crime.
That's correspondent Rita Foley reporting. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Mike Loren, says for Israel to exist, it now has no choice but to eliminate the Hamas terrorist organization.
The southern part of the country would be rendered, in effect, uninhabitable if Hamas can reorganize, rearm, and stage this next attack. And Hamas leaders say openly, we're going to do this a second time, a third time, the fourth time. It's not going to happen.
Oren says the October 7th terrorist attack has rallied nearly all Israelis now around the singular opinion that Hamas must be destroyed if the country is to survive.
And 95% of Israelis have internalized that we have to pay this price, and there's no way around it. Every soldier's death is the end of a universe for a family. We understand that. But we have no choice.
Former Ambassador Michael Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A new national defense survey conducted by the Ronald Reagan Institute shows solid support among Americans for continued military aid to Ukraine, despite some growing opposition in Congress.
Polling numbers on Ukraine staying remarkably consistent. 60% of Americans support sending continued U.S. military aid to Ukraine in their fight for freedom.
That is Rachel Hoff with the Ronald Reagan Institute commenting on the new National Defense Survey. She was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans split on what they want from a president. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Public Religion Research Institute says 51% of voters want a chief executive who will fix the economy versus 46% who want a president who will first prioritize the preservation of the country's traditional culture and way of life. Amongst religious people, 59% of white evangelical Protestants want the man in the White House to focus on culture first, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 52% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries now have anti-conversion laws on the books. Some bar people from sharing their faith. ICC says some governments also use identity documentation to restrict individuals from changing their religion on state-issued paperwork. This is SRN News. A judge voids the result of Louisiana sheriff's election decided by a single vote and orders a new runoff.
Democrat Henry Whitehorn was declared the winner in Caddo Parish last month over Republican John Nicholson, but the judge says it was proven beyond any doubt there were at least 11 illegal votes among the more than 43,000 cast. It's the second time a local election was tossed out after a mayoral primary in Connecticut was marred by possible ballot stuffing. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
It's 5 years in federal prison for the ringleader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 George Floyd riots. He and three co-defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters, and with defacing gravestones in Oakwood Historic Cemetery, as well as defacing a billboard. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.